Welcome back to The Sunny Side. This is your number one talk news and sports radio station, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Gabriella. Now, for the next few minutes, because we have to connect to BBC's Talkie Earn at 1:30, before we do that, I'd like to quickly share the story with you of a Kenyan senator. He came out to say that leadership is about God's calling and not academic qualification. Now, he was saying this in defense of another senator who was being accused of some fraudulent activity. Now, his name is Samson Cherargye. He came out to defend, you know, one of the members of the parliament representing a part of Kenya who is under investigation over fraud, that is, over his academic qualification. The authorities in Kenya were, you know, bickering on him because he had fraudulently imputed qualifications that he did not attain. So, of course, you would expect for lots of reactions. I mean, if we're in Nigeria, you do know how that will turn out, wouldn't you? So, of course, in Kenya, it was almost no different. There were lots of people, members of parliament, who came out to speak for and against this particular member who's under scrutiny right now for falsification of some sort of his academic qualifications. But here's what I find quite interesting in what he said, and it's triggered a lot of reactions in Kenya as well from Kenyans. He said that, you know, when a person is called to lead in government, you know, it is not because the person is academically qualified, but because God called them to enter into that electoral position. He also claimed that, you know, when faced with such challenges for being called out, that is, being called out for falsifying some of your academic documents, that it is only because of political witch hunt and not because it is supposedly wrong. Now, let's bring this home to Nigeria. Let's bring it home to us. Should leadership be based on proven capability, or should it be based on academic qualification? I'm asking this question because in the time that we're in, this is 2021, it's a global, you know, it's a digital age we live in right now, wherein qualification in some respect doesn't really count. You find jobs, there are people who are making millions every day, every week, every month, but they do not have, you know, the qualification received from the four walls of a school, you know, of a school class. You know, there are people who are in tech, for instance. There are people who are, you know, working as digital managers or digital experts or digital strategists, for instance, who did not attain that skill, that knowledge from the academia. You know, they did not attain it from going to a secondary school or studying a 4-year course or 5-year course in university, but they are qualified, right? They are doing the job excellently well. They are skilled in that regard, maybe from short courses, maybe from self-teaching, maybe from just talent blended with creativity and some hard work, and you have a pleasant, you know, a very beautiful skill making you lots of money. That is the age we live in right now. People are becoming, you know, people have improvised so much, and with the advent of technology, digitization, it has made it even easier to make a living for yourself without necessarily having to have qualifications like a master's or, you know, PhD or even BSc, you know, having to be a doctor or anything. You can actually make money and do well for yourself and lead a good life. So in that regard, do you think it should also apply to leadership? Should academic qualification not be a criteria when vying for political office, be you as a local government chairman or woman, be you a governor, be you deputy, be you a member of the House of Reps, be you senator, be you minister, whatever office you vie to enter, you know, should leadership be based on proven capability and not academic qualification? What do you think? Call in. We've got about 10 minutes or so to talk about this. So let's talk about this for the time that we do have. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6444. 0806. That is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead.
Leadership is not about calling, it's about conscience, okay?
About conscience.
Conscience, yeah.
Wow, okay.
What is the politician of our president right now? Do you know politicians? Can I ask you, please? Do you know if you have food? He's been in court for so many years. And to prove his politician to all, to be complete by the jurors that he has the right politicians. Yes, he's our president. It's about conscience. If you have a good conscience, you'll use the office to work to better the lives of others. And it's not even in the public government. Even in your smallest capacity, family stuff. Man or woman with good conscience who do right sake of others. It's about denial, self-denial, with the good of others. You don't have to be sacrificed, okay? So once that is missing, conscience is not there to lead well. You can't be the same. It's not about politicians. Politicians is the least thing you need in leadership. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. Do you agree with him or do you beg to differ? Let's see. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. This here on WhatsApp is from Elvis. Elvis says, hello, Gabby, good afternoon. For me, academic qualifications should not matter. But knowing the kind of people, the crop of Nigerians that we have today, Omar, let it be the way. Says, let it be the way it is. All right, Elvis, thank you so much for that. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, hi, Gabby.
Hi. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah,
all right.
In a quick answer to your question, I would say that academic qualification is immaterial to me when it comes to leadership recruitment. Why I say so is because these qualifications can be procured with money. Okay, you can stay in your house and become an academic doctor if you have, you know, so much money. So that does not even determine your capacity to lead. Okay, I believe that people have track records, like you said. People are judged by their precedents and antecedents. And these people, we know them in the society. If not that, we allowed ourselves to be bought over with money, people have sold their conscience. That is why there's a deficit in Nigeria. But then again, it doesn't matter how qualified you are academically. What I'm looking at is somebody that has the desire to accomplish and the capacity to deliver, judging from their track record, precedent and antecedent. That's my position on that topic.
But looking
Thank
at
you.
The what's the word? Looking at how we are wired in Nigeria, do you think that would work?
Well, you see, when you say how we are wired, of course, you know, but we keep conscientizing and, you know, giving people orientation. These things can be changed. It's a matter of mindset, okay? Of course, we tend to look at people with high qualification, with this kind of, you know, big eye, if I may use that word. But that doesn't really, you know, count for good leadership, you know, qualification as far as leadership is concerned. It doesn't matter how we are wired. These things can be changed. They are not cast on stone. It is of the mindset.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. I don't know where I don't know where I really stand, you know, when it comes to this, because you can't really, in as much as, you know, the world has moved at such a fast pace, you still cannot discount the relevance of academic qualification when it comes to leadership. You know, the way a man who hasn't had any form of, you know, education, you know, how such a man would lead will differ from one who has been exposed to some level of education. So in as much as it may not necessarily be or should not be the only criteria or the major criteria at the fore, I think it also still holds its place. Academic qualification sure does hold its place. But capability, wow, that should be at the fore. We should be able to look at your history. We should be able to look at your track record and see if indeed you're capable for the position you are vying for, you know. So that obviously should be at the fore. But I think they both can work hand in hand. We should not throw one out the window for the other. We should not discount the relevance of one for the other. They both are like rice and stew. They work together. And that's how I think it should work.